After having elected Jim Jordan of Ohio, the House Speaker designate on Friday, we took Saturday off, we're taking today off, and I've just learned that Pro Tem Patrick McHenry will now ensure that we take Monday off and we don't vote. I am here in Washington. We are meeting with our colleagues. My colleague Corey Mills came back from Israel, where he was engaging in harrowing rescues, to be here to elect Jim Jordan for Speaker. But what the swamp is trying to do, they're trying to delay a vote for Jim Jordan because they know he is not beholden to the lobbyists and special interests.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking on Newsmax over the weekend. He's among the group of far-right Republicans pushing for Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan to be the next Speaker of the House. The House is about to enter its third week with no Speaker after Gaetz and a small group of Republicans ousted California's Kevin McCarthy. Jordan says he'll force a vote tomorrow, and he has the support of former President Trump, but it is unclear if he has the votes in his own caucus to win the gavel. That's because he can only lose four Republicans, and a faction of more moderate Republicans say they are planning to put forward a challenger, though they've yet to name that person. All the while, legislative business remains at a standstill until Republicans can pick a speaker. Here to talk about this with us is Anthony Adragna, a congressional reporter with Political. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so let's talk. What I know, this is all moving very quickly today, but how short is Jordan on the votes? If everybody, you know, votes is there, he'll need about 217.
So the clearest reference point we have was last Friday. He was 55 votes short. There was a vote among the Republicans in conference who said, you know, would you vote for Jim Jordan on the floor? 55 said no. Now, in his favor throughout the day today, and he's continuing to do this, he's been getting more and more of those people that had originally voted no. So he's continuing to gain support. 55, though, is a pretty large margin. So We'll have to see whether or not he can make up what's close to five dozen votes who said, you know, as recently as Friday, they would never vote for him on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, what would be if he doesn't have that magic number? Why would he plan to force a vote anyway? Like, are we going to end up where we were back in the beginning of the year with Kevin McCarthy needing, you know, 15 rounds of voting to win?
There's certainly a lot of Republicans that think there's a lot of value in sort of having this fight out in public as opposed to behind closed doors. And so that's certainly part of the calculus here. I think there are others that think that having this out in the open could provide an additional source of pressure on those that are not inclined to support Representative Jordan, and to provide additional public pressure on those members who are holdouts to support him on the floor. So there's, you know, a general feeling of, you know, that sunshine is the best disinfectant, and wanting to see this fight play out in public.
That is quite a gamble, of course. I'm wondering, before we get back to the politics, like, what are the real world impacts here? I mean, the House can't really function right now, correct?
That's correct. And there's, you know, significant disagreement about exactly what the limits of that power is. But the acting speaker certainly has very, very limited powers. We're told, you know, many argue he can't even pass something like, you know, a resolution expressing support for Israel right now, which is obviously a topic front of mind. There's disagreements about that. There's some that would like to see the acting speaker empowered with kind of an additional power on a temporary basis. But yeah, functionally, they can't really do anything. And certainly, you know, over in the Senate, they are looking to pass aid to Israel as quickly as possible. But the reality is the House right now is paralyzed until they can elect a speaker, and really can't do anything to keep the government functioning, to provide aid for Israel, or to do anything else that may, you know, come before them.
Pretty wild chaos in the House. I mean, I'm curious, is there any world where the more moderate members put forward a challenger, and like who that would be, and if that would require a deal with Democrats to get somebody besides Jordan over the finish line?
You know, I think there's a lot of, you know, fans of Aaron Sorkin or whatever that like to think of this grand compromise. I wouldn't expect that to happen. There's no appetite among even the most moderate Republicans to vote for a Democratic speaker like Akeem Jeffries, who's the leader of the Democrats in the House. So the reality is we're looking here for Republicans to ultimately coalesce around somebody of their own. Anything's possible, but certainly I would put